The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning.
Yo, did you see that? She got Facebook doing the dance.
What?
There's a viral video going around right now of a girl. She's playing that scene from Turtles 2 in the background, and she's doing the Vanilla Ice dance.
No, I have not seen that.
Does it flawlessly. It's hilarious. I love it.
Here's the problem. I'm going to look up girl does Vanilla Ice Ninja Turtles dance, and then my algorithm is going to be all screwed up, and then Kiki's like, what the hell? Why are all these videos of girls dancing on here? What the hell, you pervert?
Aw, things. Hunter told me to look up a Ninja Turtle. No, she's not going to believe that.
Well, she might. Honestly, though, that's the only good part about all the crazy, stupid things that we say and do. It's completely within the realms of me saying, well, Hunter told me to look this up because it was weird, and I could probably get away with it, more than likely.
I'm telling you, one topic, one show, one day is going to be your search history. That's it. That's all the promo is going to be tomorrow on the show. Brock's search history. Boom. That's it.
And tomorrow, it'll be the last show. There we go. It was a good run.
Terry will be listening to that one.
Now, Terry knows. Terry knows everything. I've gotten emails. Trust me.
Email. Calm down on the
email from engineer Terry. Knock it off. That's all it said.
Right.
I'm like, all right.
It's a picture of Picard facepalming. Just. Stop.
Seriously, you looked that up? What's wrong with you? Where in the hell is your mind at?
You know. That would be an interesting job. What would it be like? Either like the IT or the IT assistant, because you could see what everybody is looking up throughout the building, right?
Yeah,
that's part of the job. That's part of what you do, I think.
Oh, for sure.
So, man, could you imagine some of these people at work? Just you get a little time by yourself. Everybody's out at lunch.
Yeah. For everyone who thinks that even searching in incognito mode at work, no. They can track everything. So just keep that in mind. Everything. There's some guys and gals scrambling right now like, are you serious? Really? Yeah. Yeah. It even says there, when you open up a new incognito window, it says on there, I'll show you, new incognito window, it says, now you can browse privately, and other people who use this device won't see your activity. However, downloads and bookmarks will be saved. Your activity might still be visible to websites you visit, your employer or school, or your internet service provider.
And the very last line, your grandma is watching.
Yeah, your grandma is in heaven frowning.
Right.
Jesus is crying.
Incognito ain't getting around heaven, man. Ain't getting around heaven.
So screwed. I'm so screwed, man. Anyway, it's 8:18. Let's do your WTF.
This is WTF of the day on the Plan B Morning Show.
As always, your WTF brought to you by Smith Indoor Garden in Hartford. Smith Indoor Garden,
your best buds in the biz.
Now offering curbside service. That's right. They're still serving you. They do have restricted hours, but Katie and the gang at Smith Indoor Garden are there to serve you. So just give them a call, and they're going to get you taken care of. What's up, Katie?
There you go, baby. What's up, Katie?
This actually took place. What?
Mm-hmm. Well, so all my relatives up there in heaven, I apologize. Real quick, you just started making me think about that. Sorry.
No,
so all
screwed.
Of you up there, I apologize.
You're screwed, man. Too late. Too little, too late.
You should be the one apologizing. That's what should be going on right now.
I apologize for being a creepy old man.
You rotten bastard.
So this actually took place in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin, which part of my family is from.
What's it called?
Fond du Lac.
Fond du Lac.
Fond du Lac. FOND DU LAC. Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. Beautiful area. Beautiful area.
Yeah.
Good fishing. Anyway. There was a serial arsonist in Fond du Lac, Wisconsin. He was charged this week after using underwear to set people's homes on fire. Police say 43-year-old Michael Miller admitted to starting a dozen fires over the last 18 months, including at least five in March. He told the cops he liked to steal underwear from laundromats and use it to start the fires. Apparently, he also used bras, and he mentioned that he was wearing women's underwear when the police interviewed him. It's not clear what his motive was, but apparently the homes were picked at random. Luckily, it doesn't sound like anyone was seriously hurt.
That's good, because fires are no joke. Come on. Weirdo, you're lighting underwear on fire. So he started as a young child lighting bags of poo on fire and thought it was funny, and he evolved into why underwear? I don't get it.
So this guy sounds like actually a real creep the more I'm reading here. The cops searched his phone and found one photo of a fire along with a ton of pornography, and this dirtbag also had child pornography.
Man.
He's facing a ton of charges, including 11 counts of arson, 3 counts of burglary, 5 counts of possessing child pornography, and more. What a winner.
Wow.
Good Lord. Wow. Oh, my God, dude. You should see the photo of this guy.
How old is he?
43.
How do you make it to 43?
Yeah.
I mean, he's got to have been to jail and prison multiple times, right? You just don't go through life for 43 years, and finally, because your lighthouse is like this guy's got to be. I mean, people have been watching this guy for years, right?
Not close enough, apparently. Hey, I'm sending you the link. Check out this mugshot. Check out this guy. Honestly, looking at him, you'd be like, yeah, that guy is a pervert and a degenerate. This is exactly the type of face.
Before I even look, why do I imagine him looking like the Tiger King guy?
He looks like a character.
Oh, not at all. Oh, my God, dude. Yeah,
look at that guy. Just seeing him out in public. All right? You know what they say?
It looks like somebody you'd use in a movie. Like a movie. You know? Yeah. Like a creepy.
Now, they always say, don't judge a book by its cover. That's a book you can judge by its cover. I know exactly how that book's going to read. And it's just the charges I gave you. Arson, burglary, and a predator.
You know, why do these people just, they look a certain way? Like, I'm pretty sure, like, I could know nothing about this guy. And he'd walk by me, I'd be like, this guy's got some skeletons in his closet, man.
Excuse me, officer, arrest that man. What did he do?
Right,
just look at him. Just look at him.
You know, it's like people that do meth, like you can tell. Like, you do meth. It's just the way you look. Like this guy, like child pornography, burning houses down. You know, the long list that this guy has, he looks a certain way.
Looks just like what you'd expect.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm glad they got him behind bars, and I don't think he's going to do too well in there. Probably not.
No.
All right. Well, there you go. From Fond du Lac, your WTF. We'll be back.